4-1 Eagles beat the 4-1 Carolina Panthers in Thursday Night Football.
Steps up, he's hit as he fires the football, it's intercepted! It is intercepted by Douglas, and the Eagles have the football down at the 12. And it's caught! Touchdown, Zach Ertz!
You can always count on Zach Ertz.
He fires left, and it is intercepted! Patrick Robinson, the son. He is firing, and it is caught! Touchdown, Zach Ertz, the second of the game!
Oh, you can't throw that better, can you? Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is good. 9 in a row. 50-yarder. He's floating it down the near sideline. Caught. Complete. And this time it is Alshon Jeffrey. Looks. Fires. Complete. At the 15, the 10, the 5. And in for the touchdown goes Nelson Agholor.
Wow. Nelson just outruns the defense.
He is going deep, and it is intercepted! It is intercepted, and running up the football is Jalen Mills.
Your Eagles came to Carolina and beat the 4-1 Carolina Panthers. Eagles now 5-1 of the season, and they have 11 days to heal.
Time it was in Carolina. Merrill and Mike having their call on Thursday night. We're going to have our call right now. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. We're here to talk about the win last night. The Eagles in thrilling fashion beating Carolina. Brian going on the road. All these injuries. A lot of adversity. What a performance.
It takes a strong team to go on the road. Short week. Hostile territory, battling injuries, battling everything that has gone on with this team. Early struggles, turnover early on in the football game to come back to win. Impressive victory for our Birds. I'm excited where this team is headed.
A tough team physically for sure, mentally as well. And Brian, this is surprising. You know, year two of Doug Peterson, year two of Carson Wentz, a lot of new pieces. The way that this team has gelled and really is playing for each other is admirable.
You can tell, there's certain things you can tell about a team. You can tell that the team has good leadership with their head coach. You can tell that the leaders in the locker room have taken ownership of this football team and are directing the ship in the right way. And when those things start to happen, you combine some skill at the quarterback position, a defense that has traveled, creating turnovers, getting the ball back to you. It's a scary thing. This team is playing well.
You know, it's interesting, the way that the outside world spoke of Doug Peterson before the season and the way everybody's speaking of him now. As a player in that locker room, what has happened with the relationship, the players and Doug?
Well, what Doug has created was an atmosphere where the players believe in him, created an atmosphere that says, this is your team. I want you guys to take ownership. I want you guys to understand I'm going to direct the ship, but it's your football team, and I want to make sure that you guys are guiding that ship in the right way. And you can tell the players in the locker room are playing for each other through adversity, through injuries, all types of things that are going on in a football season. Those guys are playing through it, and it's impressive, but it all starts at the top. Doug Peterson has done a great job of getting the right people here in the organization, but also giving them the power and empowered those guys to make good decisions and lead a football team.
Yeah, he's always talked about ownership and what that means, and we're seeing the results. The Eagles 5-1, four straight wins, four wins in the NFC. They've won three games on the road after winning just one game on the road last season. And now we've got a long time to rest, recover, catch our breath, and get ready for the Washington Redskins. So on this Eagles 360, a lot to talk about. We'll break it all down a little later on, talk about a defense that's taken some big hits and really just keeps on delivering, special teams overcoming more adversity and playing well on Thursday night. We begin with a look at last night's offensive performance brought to you by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. Carson Wentz, three touchdown passes. The Eagles struggling more on the ground, as we expected. No Lane Johnson. But, Brian, they hung in there. They took advantage of takeaways. They put them on the board in touchdown form. And what can you say? Three touchdown passes, no interceptions for Carson Wentz.
You know, the team had a turnover early on. Carson got beat up. Big V got beat off the line of scrimmage. And there's a lot of teams that after something like that happens on a short week in enemy territory will just go into the tank. They can't climb their way out. Not this football team. An offense that said, we're going to pass the ball down the field. They had some really good run plays as well. LeGarrette Blount is running the football hard. Offensive line has opened some things up. But Carson Wentz, with his accuracy, with his patience, with his he continues to go out there and try to win. His competitiveness has helped this football team for everybody to gain confidence. Zach Ertz, another two catches, two touchdowns, look good. And Nelson Aguilar, I think he can continue to help this football team. He did some great things last night. I was impressed.
What's interesting, Brian, is the way that the Eagles, they identify that favorable matchup. And in the case of Aguilar, he's lined up against Shaq Thompson in the red zone. First play of the first quarter, gets free, easy touchdown, catch and throw and run, and just a beautiful play. Let's talk about that. Is that from the coaching staff to the quarterback? Is it a combination of them all being on the same page?
Well, you have to start at the top. I think Doug has done a great job of making sure that Carson understands this is the matchup that we're looking for. This is the situation that if we get this look, we need to take advantage of it. And Carson is finding those looks. He's looking off defenders, which he couldn't do last year. He's maturing as a pocket passer. But the guys are getting open, and they're catching the football. That's the impressive part. That doesn't always happen on football teams. There's times where you drop balls and guys get down on you, but this team continues to be resilient. They continue to hang together. That's the most impressive part.
The job that Vitae did at right tackle, Brian, as you said early on, got beaten by Julius Peppers. Although, to be fair, Carson did pump twice,
yeah,
so it wasn't like he got. But he really rebounded from that, and I thought it was very solid. And they were not. It was not only Julius Peppers. It was a combination of lining up cornerbacks, blitzing off the edge, doing a lot of things over Vitae to try to confuse him.
Well, you have a defense that threw everything, every blitz that you can imagine at this offensive line. Just because you have Vitae over there, but you have a young quarterback. And the good part about that is we rebounded. They came back. They came to the sideline, got with their coach, and they said, we need to change things up. We'll leave a back end. We'll leave a tight end in to chip, and we were still successful to being able to run the football and pass the ball down the field against a very good run defense and a pass defense as well. It was impressive what the offensive line was able to do, especially after struggling early.
28 points. That means the Eagles now have gone over the 20-point mark 10 straight times. That's pretty impressive.
Against a very good defense.
This defense
shut some people down. This is a very good defense, a very, very good team. A great performance by our offense. They continue to get better. A
couple things did not go particularly well for the offense, so let's address them. Number one, pass protection from the running backs.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a blueprint that defenses are going to blitz, 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 and force the Eagles' running backs to step up in pass pro?
Well, it's a copycat league, and if you put that on tape, you're sure to see it again. They always want to find out, defensive coordinators always want to find out, have you fixed those problems? Have you resolved those things? And our running backs are making a very, very simple technique error. And when you're a running back, you're 5-6 yards deep in the backfield at the beginning of the play. And the defenders that are blitzing are usually at the line of scrimmage. You have to find a way to close that gap. You have to be able to attack those defenders and block them as close to the line of scrimmage as possible. Our running backs are only taking one step. They're stepping up. So now they're 4 yards deep right in the lap of the quarterback. And the defenders have a 4-yard head start run. And so they're running full speed ahead, running into you. And so naturally you take a step back and you're right in the quarterback's lap. They need to step up, be a little bit tougher. It's a mindset. It's a heart. It's a thing that says, I'm not going to allow my quarterback to get hit. I know Deuce Staley had it as a player, and I know he expects it from his running backs. These guys need to get into that film room, see what they're doing wrong, but then get out on the practice field and perfect their technique. If they do that, things will be much better.
And then the other nitpicky little item for the Eagles, Jalen Mills has the interception with 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
You're feeling good about things. You want one first down to run out the clock, and we've seen the Eagles do that previously this season. Didn't happen last night.
Again, a tough run defense, a tough defense to manufacture yards against. Of course, you want to finish the game with a kneel by your quarterback. They've done it in the past, so we've seen a team being able to do that. They weren't able to do that yesterday. We have to, you know, and even in wins, there's a lot of things to correct. There's a lot of good things that you need to do better. And that's what coaches are all about. I mean, this is great for Doug. They have 10 days off. Now he can show tape to the team and say, this we didn't do very well. We need to do this better. That's what coaches are really, really looking for. They need an opportunity to coach. They have that opportunity.
It's great to talk about things like that in the face of a 5-1 Eagles team in
after
first place.
A win.
Yeah, after a win. First place in the NFC's best record of course, in the NFC East, in the NFC. That is our look at the Eagles offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. More to get to here on Eagles 360. We'll look at the defense and the special teams. But next up, an all 22 review at some of the big plays in a huge Eagles win. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Toyota Player of the Week, to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity, he catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. Eagles, of course, 5-1 after the big win on Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers, another very good football team. Will we see these teams later in the season?
Well, Carolina is going to be a playoff team, and all signs are pointing to us being a playoff team. So they'll certainly see each other in the postseason. And this game will tell a lot. That's also a mind tap for Carolina if we see them again, that they lost in their own house against a very good football team.
It was a game of big plays. We've got two of them that we want to highlight here. Our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia, Fran Duffy and Greg Cosell.
So, Greg, the Carolina Panthers go up 7-3 after a touchdown run from Cam Newton, and the Eagles need a spark.
Yep.
And they get it from the defense, and it really starts with Fletcher Cox, who made his return in this game, and it was his presence was felt early on.
Right, absolutely. He's so critical to this defense because they're essentially a front defense when it comes to rushing the quarterback, not a ton of blitz. But there's something they've been doing the last number of weeks, again, something you and I have talked about, where they line up with five across, and you can point them out. And what we see here is Cox, he's at number two. Brandon Graham is at number four, and the linebacker, Jordan Hicks, is at number three. And what this front does normally, and this is the idea, is you create one-on-one matchups. Now, not everybody has to come. Jordan Hicks does not rush here, but the fact is the center still has to account for him because protection can't change after the ball snapped.
Right.
Protection is called before the ball is snapped. So what you get here is one-on-ones, and you get Fletcher Cox against Trey Turner. Now, Trey Turner is a really good guard,
yep,
but Fletcher Cox one-on-one against any guard in the NFL is an advantage for Fletcher Cox. And watch what he does here, Fran. We can let this go, and this is just straight speed to power, bull rush, call it what you want. He just drives Turner right back into Cam Newton. We see the result here.
Yeah, and it results in the interception, a second interception now for Rasul Douglas, the rookie corner out of West Virginia. And it all starts with number 91. You see him on the screen there, deflecting the ball, getting a piece of Cam Newton's arm on the throw. Huge play, gets the ball right away for the Eagles offense down in the red zone. They're able to finish off with a touchdown. Let's take a look at that play now.
All right, Brian, so that is the big play. The Rook gets another interception. Fletcher Cox shows just how valuable he is. Eagles played well without Fletcher for two games, but what a difference he made on Thursday night.
When you pay a guy like Fletcher Cox, you expect big things. You expect him to go out there and dominate. And plays like this are plays that you see him change the game. He has an impact. When you put him in front of a quarterback and you pressure him right in the quarterback space, now he has to either escape to the outside, which Chris Long did a great job of pressuring on that same play, getting in Cam's pocket from the outside. And now he has to step up and look over top of Fletcher Cox and try to complete a throw. Fletcher does a great job of getting pushed, gets his hands up, tips the ball. That's the type of presence that he has. He's a guy that can help us. Bo Allen played good in his absence. However, having Fletcher Cox on the field made a huge difference, especially against an explosive quarterback like Cam Newton.
All right, another All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. This time, Zach Ertz, a little post or a little corner post route. Carson Wentz gives him a chance to make the play. Greg, Fran, take it away.
Well, now with the score tied 10-10, Greg, the Eagles get the ball back down in the red zone, and we see another touchdown from Carson Wentz to Zach Ertz. The two guys hook up once again. This play was a really impressive concept.
Yeah, it really was. And one of the things that we really want to notice here is you're going to see a two-shell look, two deep safeties for the Carolina Panthers. So what you're getting here is you're getting Zach Ertz is basically going to be running right at one of the safeties. It's Mike Adams. This is not man-to-man. He's running right at safety Mike Adams, and it becomes man-to-man because Mike Adams has to pick him up and basically match up to Zach Ertz. So let's start this, and then we can freeze it, and we'll pick up a couple of other things. So if you freeze it right about here, here's what you see. There's Ertz, if you want to point him out. Now, don't forget, you have a linebacker, Thomas Davis, sitting right there, okay? And Ertz, as you just pointed out, is going to break inside and win the leverage game against the safety Adams. But Thomas Davis is sitting right there. So this throw can't be a line drive throw. This requires a little touch. This requires what we call a firm touch throw to get it over the linebacker. This is not an easy throw. It might look easy, but this is not an easy throw because it requires a little touch and pace.
No question. And if, real quick, you can notice Carson Wentz starts his vision off to the left-hand side. Again, really kind of manipulating the defense. And real quick, before we play.
Yeah, there's something we want to point out here. You're exactly right.
You see this concept now where they're running the number three receiver vertical, and they're going to run the number two receiver underneath.
Remember that.
We're going to come back to that in a little bit. But then he comes back to the right-hand side, and we'll let this run. And he puts a perfect
pass. That's a big-time throw. And then you have the bigger Ertz against the smaller safety. He puts it up high, not only for that reason that Ertz is bigger, but he had to get it over the linebacker. Great throw by Carson Wentz.
Red zone throw, tight window, above the linebacker, underneath the safety. Eagles go up 16-10. They go for two, make it 18-10. That two-point conversion was big in this game.
Real big.
Panthers were constantly chasing that point. But huge play for the Eagles in the red zone.
Well, Brian, I think it's safe to say that Zach Ertz has arrived as an elite tight end.
He's a guy that can run great routes. He's putting himself in a position where Carson feels comfortable throwing the football to him at all times. But if you watch that play, it was something that he did that was very, very slight that gave him a much bigger window and something that he helped Carson Wentz. You watch the stem up the field, he takes a couple steps to his right. He widens that safety. And at that point, the safety has to respect that corner route. And then now the hole that Carson ends up throwing the ball in, he goes back to his left over top of the linebacker. It's much wider because Zach Ertz did a great job of running his route, creating space. Then you have Carson with a great throw. This is great technique from your quarterback as well as your tight end. With those two together continue to get better, I think it's going to be a duo that can hurt this NFL as time goes on.
I think that one of the things that will, I guess, separate the Eagles from a playoff team and a going deep in the playoffs team will be the performance in the red zone, as we've seen throughout the history of football. Are you noticing, Brian, any different attack method from the Eagles in the red zone?
Well, because of what they're doing on the field, they're being able to run the football. Teams have to respect that. So linebackers are up in the line of scrimmage. That opens things up over top for the play-action game. Zach Ertz is a weapon that should be used in the red zone. He's 6'5", 6'6". That's going to be bigger than every cornerback, every defensive player, especially in the secondary than in the league. And that gives them an advantage. I think Carson is finding guys. And even if you put him on the edge, you roll Carson just a little bit, his accuracy has made a difference. And if he's in the pocket, he's making great throws as well. Offensive line certainly deserves some credit. They're protecting him well. Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz, great combination.
Yeah, touchdowns will win games, and the Eagles certainly winning games and winning in the red zone now. We've got one more segment to go here on Eagles 360. When we return, we'll talk about the defense and the special teams, big parts of a huge win. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Simply write checking from Santander Bank. The checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today.
New Fast Play games are out, and lucky you has progressive top prizes.
Bear, I can clear these shells faster than you can play.
Ready, go!
I won.
Fast Play. Play fast, win instantly.
For self-improvement, I wanted to go back to college.
I was going down a path that I didn't really want to go down.
Community College of Philadelphia was best for me.
There's no age that is too old. Come here, you learn, you have fun, you know, have a really good result.
With my degree, I can start the nonprofit that I've dreamed of.
I want to expand on the knowledge that I had and continue to grow.
I want to help my community.
I want to do something that I love to do.
That's why I go.
And that's why I go.
Every year, one in 68 children born in the U.S. has autism. In Philadelphia, that would overflow Lincoln Financial Field. To help them, we've created the Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling, run, walk event to fund autism research. We bring the players, coaches, and fun. You bring your bicycle, your sneakers, your family, your heart. And together, let's advance autism research.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, Fast Play games from the Pennsylvania Lottery are the newest way to play and win instantly. And they're super fast.
Faster than this?
Fast Play. Play fast, win instantly.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. We are looking forward to a nice, relaxing watch the rest of the NFL weekend. Will you watch football?
Absolutely. I'm a football fan. I'm a football junkie. I'll watch this weekend.
Who do the Redskins have? I don't even know who they have.
I don't even know. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I think for this team, the biggest thing is that they need to make sure they get healthy, continue to take care of the body, make sure that they're ready to come back to work with the same type of enthusiasm, same mindset, same thought process as they had for the last six games. If they do that, we allow this ball to continue to roll.
Well, let's take a look at the Eagles' defense and the special teams from Thursday night's victory. First, the defense. The return of Fletcher Cox.
Yes.
Great. The loss of Jordan Hicks early in the second half, not so great. Brandon Graham goes out with a shoulder injury. Ronald Darby's still on the sidelines. Cam Newton's at quarterback, and Brian, everything that the Carolina Panthers do, everything revolves around Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey.
Certainly you're right about that. I think our front four, not just the starters, I'm talking about the reserves, Barnett, Chris Long, Bo Allen, all of those guys did a great job of making Cam feel uncomfortable in the pocket. And you can see on some of his throws, he's affected by the rush. I don't think Jim Schwartz blitzed an awful lot throughout the game. That's because the front four is doing a great job of getting pressure. The next guy up, it continues throughout this football game, and the next guy up has done a great job for this team.
Rasul Douglas has an interception. Patrick Robinson has a great diving interception early in the second half to give the Eagles an opportunity to score a touchdown, which they did. Late in the game, Jalen Mills has an interception. Three more takeaways. The Eagles convert two of those takeaways into touchdowns. Run. There's a nose for taking the football away here.
If you want to win, we're talking about long-term, not just the regular season, but in the playoffs, you have to have a defense that can travel. You also have to have a defense that can get the ball and bring it back to your offense. Our defense has been very opportunistic. They've done a great job of making sure that they get off the field on third down. And even if they stay on the field, they're making it hard. They're making the opponents try very, very hard, come up with different techniques and assignments to make sure that they're successful. That's a sign of a very good defense. They'll continue to grow. And at some point, all these guys that are injured, they'll come back, and our defense will be much better.
I think on special teams, Brian, the Eagles matched up against another great special teams in Carolina. Graham Gano, a terrific kicker.
Yep.
But Jake Elliott makes two long field goals. Donnie Jones has a terrific day punting the football. The Eagles more than held their own on special teams. And, again, three phases really contributing.
Special teams is so important. Win the field position battle. You get field goals opportunities. You make them. And Donnie Jones has played a big part in the field position battle, 50-yard average. That's great. Now that Cam in that offense has to go 80 yards every single time. Not 50 yards, 80 yards. That makes a big difference. in the result of a football game. And then when you have a kicker like Elliott that continues to kick the ball through the upright, that brings confidence to an offense. And as well as a play caller, you don't have to press it. You don't have to try to do too much. Jake Elliott has been a great asset to this football team. Hopefully that will continue.
Yeah, 10 straight field goals, huge leg. You wonder what his range really would be. I mean, because his field goals, when they go through the uprights, they are still rising.
Right.
Kid's got a big leg, man. Whew. So that's we added all up. We put a nice little bow on this. 28-23 win for the Eagles over Carolina, 5-1. The Eagles now have the weekend off, and we're all going to have a really good time this weekend. But we have some more for you on Eagles 360. Let's take a look at the Amorosos on the menu. What's ahead for you on Tuesday? Glenn Macnow in studio with me. He'll have his takeaways from the victory over Carolina. And we'll take a look ahead, of course, to the Washington Redskins. Doug Peterson, he'll join me in studio. I know that Doug will enjoy this weekend off. We'll talk to him about his weekend and what's ahead with
him.
A lot of pressure
on the head coach.
And I think he's done a really great job.
He's done a really good job of keeping this team together, fighting through adversity, winning football games.
People believe in Doug Peterson now.
It's strange how that works. It's strange how winning
changes it all.
Changes people's perspective.
It's beautiful. So that'll do it for us on this Friday, a little Friday edition with Brian Westbrook. Got you twice in 1 week.
That's right, man.
Good stuff. Brian, have a great weekend, man.
Sounds good. You too.
I'll have a great weekend as well. You have a great weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. Eagles in first place in the NFC East, of course, and the best record in the NFC. Enjoy it, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles weekend.